It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Coming up, a different kind of clean energy. But first, wolves are moving into Western Washington, which worries a state senator. Republican Keith Wagner says a breeding pair of wolves now calls Skagit County home.
We've had a wolf in my district for many years. The arrival of a second wolf, now presumably a breeding pair, causes me concerns. First, because Department of Fish and Wildlife seemed very happy about that. And then I inquired some more because I didn't know enough about their wolf recovery plan and their policy. But they actually intend to have about four breeding pairs in the North Cascades. Well, four breeding pairs is hundreds of wolves in a very short period of time. Those wolves eat every day. They're very clever animals. They hunt in packs. They're very efficient. And when they can't catch wild game, they eat livestock or pets. And I have people that live out there, including my parents. And we've seen what's happened in eastern Washington. That's probably the reason the wolves have moved across the mountains. They've cleaned out the game, and they've caused all kinds of havoc on the farmers and their livestock. So I just see, if we don't learn from that history, when are we going to learn that it's not a good idea to have wolves in close proximity to people? Anybody who watched Jurassic Park will understand that they don't stay where you think they ought to stay. So they're not staying where we put them, and they're eventually going to be on our doorsteps. And I mean, there's a reason we have the saying, a wolf at the door. It's not a good thing.
In addition to the direct threat to domestic animals, Wagner fears the wolves will exacerbate the elk problem in Skagit County because they would try to escape the predators by heading to agricultural lands where they're already wreaking havoc.
That's a big problem because the elk are going to flee from their predator. They're going to flee down into the agricultural valley floor where they're already causing a big problem, and it's just going to get worse. And then eventually the wolves will follow them. So then they're going to be right down on our farms. Big problem.
Wagner's solution?
I would eliminate them. I think it's a failed experiment. And, you know, people want to go back in time to some perfect time in our history and freeze time. It's unrealistic. And who chooses when that is? Is it 1940? Is it 1640? Time has passed and human beings are part of the ecosystem. So something's got to give, and I don't think it should be people. I don't have any particular malice towards wolves. It's not a wolf's fault that it wants to eat, and they're beautiful animals. I like to see them from afar in appropriate places.
To energy. We know about solar and wind, but a state legislator is backing a different type of clean energy, hydrogen. The legislature approved Senator Brad Hawkins' bill that allows public utility districts to produce and sell renewable hydrogen.
Not only does it provide PUDs the authority to do that in state law, but it also defines what renewable hydrogen is, which is the creation of hydrogen from a renewable resource like water. One of the things I'm so excited about of this bill is that some of my PUDs who originally approached me about this idea is they have a challenging issue in the springtime when the flows are high on the river and there's an abundant amount of other resources, wind and solar, on the system in the Pacific Northwest. So when there's so much supply and not as much demand and the water is flowing down the river, the PUDs are forced into a situation of either needing to spill the water down the river, which can adversely impact fish, or they need to essentially pay people to take their power, which is not economical. So the renewable hydrogen bill provides an opportunity to not only provide an environmental benefit because we're not spilling so much water, but it also provides an economic benefit to our PUDs and allows them to utilize their surplus electricity, which is a clean resource, to generate another clean emissions-free fuel, which is renewable hydrogen, which can be used to power a lot of vehicles. Some of the folks who testified, including the Renewable Hydrogen Alliance out of Portland, believe that hydrogen vehicles could surpass someday the electric vehicles in terms of market share. So electric vehicles might not be the only game in town. hydrogen vehicles might be a viable alternative.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.